Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. I greet you, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And we are continuing with the teachings for the month of June. And we are tracking the science taught to us by the African ancestors of the human family, the science of the construct of the universe. So we are yet giving quantum physical and mechanical examination to how the Most High constructed the universe, building the original temple, and how we are to take that science from the Most High, found in the universe, and build ourselves, rebuild ourselves element by element, atom by atom. And we will continue to reconstitute ourselves such that we will be able to rebuild our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, towns, villages, states, our nation, and the whole of the entire world and the universe. But it starts with this study on the African teaching of the science of the construct of the universe. We left last session, you may say, in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, which is the chapter in front of the lesson, Jesus teaching on the law. That is the Sunday school lesson for May the 18th, 2014, taken from chapter 15. But often I read above and below the chapter that is found in the Sunday school lesson. And I am amazed anywhere I read when I find, as I do all the time, this African science. Now, we had Yahushua, Jesus, sent the disciples away ahead of him. I can't remember what city they were going into. It looks like they were going into the city of Gennesaret. Let me see what this word means, and let me hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 1082, Gennesaret.
Gennesaret is a proper locative noun, and it is defined as a harp. Now, we know a harp is used for music. Now, the etymological root of that word is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H, 3672, Kinnereth, Kinnereth.
Once again, that word is defined as harps, plural. Now, that is rooted in another etymological root word. That is this one in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H, 3658, Kenor, Kenor.
Now, this is defined as a lyre, the musical instrument lyre, or lyre. It might be pronounced lyre, and also defined as a harp. A lyre is a stringed instrument with a small U-shaped harp with strings fixed to a crossbar, used especially in ancient Greece, but obviously in the African Hebrew. Modern instruments of this type are found mainly in East Africa because that's where it originated, in East Africa, in Africa, among the African ancestors. So this city is, when you check the definition, you see it has to do with music. And the universe operates like music. The Most High, the Most High Jehovah, the Almighty Father and Mother, we learn in Numbers chapter 11, as Jehovah is seen as begetting and conceiving. Father and Mother, Almighty Jehovah, the existing one, the science of existing and living, using all of the atoms, but as one atom of the universe, the hydrogen atom, that conductor of birth, the proton acting as the father, and Y chromosome, the neutron in the nuclei with the proton, the neutron is the word of the Most High Father and Mother, Jehovah, Yahuwah. The neutron is the new life as the word coming into the universe by the mechanism of this Christ hydrogen atom taking on human nature and the flesh of the universe because of the proton, which is the father Y chromosome in the nuclei, neutron and proton in the nuclei of the cell of life, and the electron in the cell of life, but outside the nuclei, the electron is the mother. And as the mother is the X chromosome and mitochondria DNA, and so proton and electron working together on sacred, divine, masculine, and feminine dialectical polarity, giving human nature to the word as the neutron, and giving flesh, the flesh of the universe, to the word of Jehovah as the neutron. This operation taking place all over the universe, understanding that in scripture you say there is nothing in the universe created or made without Christ. In the scientific community, they say nothing in the universe made without atoms. Understanding that the atoms and Christ are one and the same reality, being described from two different communities using two different languages, science and religion, but understanding that science is religion, religion is science, and both of these communities have obtained their knowledge of the universe from the same ancient African source, the ancient African ancestors, seeing that the whole universe is teeming with life and the science of life and existing and living, and this is the harp, the music of the universe. Man, this television series Cosmos by Tyson Neil deGrasse, he was talking, and he knows more than what he is letting us know that he knows. I suspect because of certain things that he does in the television program that he knows this wisdom and knowledge comes from ancient Africa. He was talking of light, and with this reality of light is where we want to go. And he was using music to transmit to us the ideas of atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. And as he would talk of various light waves, he would give us various musical accompaniments. And so I'm looking at this city, Kinneroth, that in the, that's the African Hebrew. In the Greek, you say Gennesaret, Gennesaret, but the root is African Hebrew, but the definition is harp and lyre, the musical instrument, teaching us that when we operate on the principles of existing and living, we are operating on the highest musical accompaniment and reality. So, Yahushua was teaching and preaching, but had ceased teaching and preaching for that time period, sent the disciples ahead of him. Apparently, they are on their way to Gennesaret, which is the Greek, but we saw the African Hebrew root of that. On their way to the city that is named after music. The disciples are in a ship, Peter and the rest of the disciples. A terrible storm comes onto the waters that they are sailing on, and the ship, it says in verse 24 of verse 14. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, when you read this in the English, you just think of a ship full of people on top of a sea in the middle of a storm, and the winds tossing the ship yonder and hither to and fro, and the disciples in a terrible condition because of this storm. But when you check the definitions of the words and see the science in the words, I hit this word tossed, for the ship was tossed to and fro. And it is this word in the European Greek language.
Strong's G, 928. Bassanizo. Bassanizo.
Bassanizo is a verb. But check the definition, sisters and brothers. is defined as to test metals by the touchstone. Let me see this word touchstone right quickly. We're taking our time to understand the science in the scripture that is hidden in plain sight, open sight, but hidden because many of us refuse to go into the definitions of the words. The touchstone is a piece of fine-grained dark schist or jasper formerly used for testing alloys of gold by observing the color of the mark that they made on it. So this word tossed is defined as a touchstone that is used to test the integrity of metals. This dark schist, let me see schist. This dark schist, the word schist, is defined as a coarse-grained metamorphic rock that consists of layers of different minerals and can be split into thin, irregular plates. So this touchstone, various consistencies, is used as a yardstick and a standard to test metals. It is a black siliceous stone. Siliceous is defined as rocks that are sedimentary rocks that have silica as the principal constituent. Now this element table, let's see what silica is. Silica is silicon dioxide. So silicon dioxide and I think two oxygens. Am I correct? Or is the O2 oxide? Let me see. I want to really understand oxide. Okay. Silicon oxide, and the oxide has a 2 on the end of it. So silicon oxide, and apparently with the 2 on the end, makes the oxide a superoxide. So this black stone with these properties within them, silicon superoxide, with these realities within this black stone, this touchstone, you are able to test the purity of gold or silver. Now, gold, I believe, 79th on the table of elements. So you're looking at 79 hydrogens, 79 protons, 79 neutrons in the nuclei, and 79 electrons. So this black stone, which is akin to the hydrogen atom, which is dark pitch black, is the base element, the sedimentary element represented by this black stone that is used to test the purity of the elements in the table of elements, also used to test silver, and I believe silver is the 48th element, 47th, the 47th element in the table of elements, having 47 protons, 47 neutrons, 47 electrons. Now these are only two examples of elements that are tested by this black touchstone. You strike the black siliceous silicon oxide superoxide stone by and you test these the gold and silver by using this black siliceous stone touchstone, strike it against the gold and the silver, and looking at the color of the streak left behind by striking the black siliceous touchstone to gold, silver, or any of the other elements, the streak produced on the gold or the silver by rubbing the touchstone with either metal. So you take silver, you take gold, and you take the black stone, touchstone, strike it against the gold and the silver, and depending on what type of streak is left behind, you see whether or not this is really gold that you are dealing with, or whether this is really silver that we are dealing with. Sisters and brothers, this is so interesting, because I'm also thinking of Tyson Neil deGrasse again. Sometimes I'm saying his name correctly, sometimes I'm saying his name incorrectly. Tyson deGrasse Neil, I think it is. The host of the TV program Cosmos, giving us science, but not telling us outright that the science is from Africa, but hinting that he knows that it is from Africa by certain things that he does. He was talking about light, white light, and the using of, well, let me hit that in a second, because it's another word that we're going to get into, white light and how white light behaves. But this black touchstone, representing the melanin of the universe, representing dark matter. This dark matter in the universe, this melanin of the universe, is like the touchstone, testing the integrity of the universe and functions to cause the universe to function as the universe is supposed to function. You have that in the African teaching when the Africans break down the various forces called to the fore by Atum. Two of the forces. Kuk representing darkness, and Kaket representing light. The darkness of the universe, the dark matter, represented by Kuk, the sacred divine masculine father god Kuk, is darkness. And this darkness is not evil. This darkness is dark matter, the melanin of the universe, symbolized by the touchstone of the universe, testing the integrity of the universe. And then you take this teaching concerning dark matter, concerning the melanin of the universe, which is the same melanin that is in your physical structure, whether you are black, brown, red, yellow, or white, the melanin in your structure that is secreted by the pineal gland, that when the rays of the sun strike the pineal gland, the pineal gland of your physical structure, found in the middle of your forehead by the eyes in those areas, secretes melanin, giving you and me our shade of color, and causing our physical structure to behave as our physical structure should behave, giving us the color in our eyes, causing our physical structure to function, where the hearing, where the seeing, whether I, if I understand it correctly, tasting, where the smelling, where the touching, that dark matter within your physical structure is akin to the dark matter of the universe, melanin of the universe that we see represented by the black touchstone. Now, the further definition of this word that starts off as tossed in the English language, but is bazanizo in the European Greek, further this definition is applying torture, interesting, to vex with grievous pains of body or mind, to torment, to harass, to be distressed of those who at sea are struggling with a headwind. This teaching, sisters and brothers, causes us to analyze our lives, to understand the stresses in our lives, to understand how men and women are moved by passions, and how the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families can take your passions, my passions, and manipulate us. Take mentally deficient people who seem to be normal but may be pathological in our behavior, may be deficient spiritually, mentally, morally, and these wicked ones in power will take that one and manipulate that one and push that one's buttons and use them in the office of the presidency, use them in the office of a senator or a congressperson, or use them in the office of a corporate leader, a corporate CEO, and use them and manipulate them to push policies, laws, and practices that are destructive to the human family. But because maybe we want money, maybe we want fame, maybe we just want an ordinary, everyday, living wage job, whatever it is that we could desire, maybe we would desire a woman or a man or a companion or a friend or love, they would give it to you to inflame your passions and manipulate us because of the passions of our structure that we have not brought under subjection of the Almighty Father and Mother Jehovah. So watch this. When we stand up and say we want to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, when we stand up and say that we are a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Zoroaster, a Krishna, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hebrew, a communist, a socialist, whatever we claim to be that is good and righteous, here comes the torture. Here comes the test of mind and body. Here comes the wicked ruling class with tests and trials to see if we are really who and what we say we are. All of that reality is represented in this black touchstone that the wicked intend for evil, these trials and testing. But the Most High strengthening us, causing us to understand that we are operating on the music and science of the universe for existing and living for all. We are on the water of life and tossed to and fro because of economic warfare, political warfare, outright warfare, politicians on television night and day justifying killing and destroying another human being, and they caused the problem of impoverishment and poverty. And so poor working class people overseas will join so-called terrorist groups poor working class people in the United States of North America, join the military. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.